Is your business worth saving? Welcome to Business Rescue Roadmap, providing new approaches to your business, how to avoid pitfalls, and proven methods to take your business to the top. Save your business, rescue your life with your host and business coach, Stacy Tuschel.
Hey everyone, Stacy Tuschel here, and thank you for joining me. Today I'm going to be talking about something that is crucial to the success of your business: being surrounded by people who work hard to achieve your company's goals. This will be what will increase the likelihood of your business succeeding long term. When your business is ready to start adding new employees, you want to be sure that the individuals you're bringing on have the necessary skills and the experience to excel in that role and add value to your company. Not only that, but you do need to know and determine whether or not the potential candidate is a good fit for the working environment that you have created in your business. In this episode, we will discuss the key areas you need to focus on when you're undergoing the hiring process to ensure that your company attracts and hires quality candidates who will stick around long term and really provide that value. So first of all, it's very important that you know when you need to hire a new employee. Although you might feel overwhelmed with the amount of work your business is taking on, stop and think about whether this is a temporary or permanent growth that you're experiencing. Can you sustain creating another position over the long term? A common problem among struggling businesses is that they overestimate their capacity when they experience the growth. A few months later, those same business owners are struggling to make ends meet because they don't really have the money to continue on with this employee. So don't hire unless you know it will add lasting value to your business and this is a long-term position. If you run a small business and you do a lot of the day-to-day work yourself, see if you are managing your time effectively. Maybe all you really need is more of an efficient schedule. So if that's the case, check out my course on Get Focused Academy and learn all about increasing your productivity. I will put a link in the show notes for a free masterclass on the productivity if you're interested in that. But all of that being said, if your business is growing, a point will come when you need to hire more employees. So you should be excited when you realize that you need more employees, or maybe you just need to outsource. But either way, you've reached the point, and the first step you're going to take is to advertise that position. Most areas have their own local job listing sites like Craigslist and places like that. Or you can go online now if you don't need to hire somebody locally. So there are also some great online freelance sites as well. And again, I'll have all those links in the show notes for you to check out. But there are some quick and easy ways to help spread the word. So make sure you develop a detailed description of the job that includes the information like hours, rate of pay, location, etc. This may even be a good time to review the descriptions that you have for your existing positions if you even have those written down. So make sure to check those out and write those up if you do not have them. You need to be really clear about which form of communication you prefer the candidates to use to contact you. So whether that's email or phone or Skype, you have to give them some direction about what credentials you would like them to pass along. It is really standard to have them submit a resume and a cover letter. But what I do is I purposely ask for at least something a little bit more unique, because a lot of these sites will have something where they just automatically have them upload their resume when you have a job posting. So I want to make sure that the people that apply to my job have actually read my job posting. Another way to get the word out is if you already have a team of employees or friends and family. If you want to advertise to them and let them know your business is growing and you're looking for people with characteristics of X, Y, and Z, a lot of times they may know somebody that would be great to help you. Now, once you put this job posting out there, dozens of resumes are going to start filling up your email inbox, and it can be hard to know how to systematically sift through them all and separate the good from the bad. So make a list of general qualities that you're looking for, whether it's a minimum standard for education or their work experience. You know, if I was going to hire a housekeeper and I want somebody who's going to be, you know, they've worked in a house at least 5 years previously to me with one family specifically, I might tell an assistant, okay, look through these resumes and everybody who has, you know, under the 5 year mark, just get rid of those resumes. So you can make sure to set up something like that and help organize the clutter with all of those resumes. Now, once you or someone is your comp in your company has picked through those stacks, now start reaching out to the people you want to interview. So let's look at a few of the best practices you need to keep in mind when hiring. It is always a good idea to establish a set of best practices that you adhere to when looking for new talent. These principles are going to constantly help guide you through the process in a steady way, and it will help set an important precedent for the future. And that's the biggest thing. You need to realize that you're setting up systems every time you do this so that you can make it faster and better the next time. So recently, Forbes magazine highlighted some of these, and I want to go through them because these are really great. So first, make sure you network, even when you are not actively hiring. It doesn't matter if you have a position open or not. If you stay in tune with the people who are around you, you may come across a good fit, and you want to make sure that you're keeping an open mind when you meet these people. Next, involve your team. No one knows the workflow of your company better than the people who are actively navigating through it every single day. So if you have a trusted team of employees who really excel at what they do, they will know exactly what qualities you're looking for, and they're not going to give bad referrals because they don't want it to reflect poorly on them. And then finally, be clear about your expectations. So when interviewing the candidates, someone who will come across people with a great work ethic and a skill set who are lacking in experience, you know, let them know that you're impressed by their abilities, but you expect to see development in certain areas. So this way, both parties know what the expectations are ahead of time. Sometimes the best candidate isn't the most experienced. So when you're doing this, just really trust your gut. There are a few examples, and I just want to take some time to write down some of the best practices of your own that you have immediate relevance to your industry. So considering the mission and the value of your company might help you brainstorm and come up with the best practices to help you write that list down. So now that you've selected a group of qualified people and you're getting ready to interview, prep for these interviews by writing down questions you would like to ask and then scheduling the times for each of them. So I always recommend scheduling all of them, the interviews as close together as possible. And then this way, the impression that each candidate makes on you will be fresh in your mind when you have to compare them and make that final decision. So let's talk about what do we ask in the interview process. And I don't know about you, but I am not a huge fan of the interview process in general. It reminds me of a blind date. Neither of you know each other in most cases, and you need to figure out, is there going to be a second date or not? And after you've dated a few times, you know, or in this case, you've been asked, you've sent them through a few rounds of interviews, then you're going to ask if they want to go steady and you offer them that job. So think of it as just that. We are just on date one and we need to get questions to figure out if this person feels like a good fit to move on to round two of interviews, or date two, if you will. So asking those right questions will help you make those decisions. Here are five great questions I really think you should ask in a job interview. First, can you tell me about yourself? Having someone share their story with you will give you a sense of who they are personally and professionally. It's also nice to see what direction they go with and what's important to them. So having just, can you tell me about yourself? Are they going to talk personally, professionally? It's a great first opener. You also might have to have follow-up questions, so make sure you have those written down. Now, if they give you very short, brief answers, you may need to pry a little more and ask questions like, where did you grow up? You know, where did you attend school, etc. So make sure you've got those second round of questions ready to go. Number two, why are you here? Why did you apply for this position? You know, it seems like such an obvious question, But if the person sitting in front of you can't really give you a meaningful answer, you need to be thinking twice about hiring them. It also gives you really good insight. If they tell you, you know, they liked it was part-time, but, you know, they're hoping that it transitions to full-time in the future, this is really good information to know, because sometimes you offer part-time positions and your candidates will continue to look for that full-time job and then they're out of there as soon as they get hired. So I like to hear that the candidate loves the fact that this is part-time and because they have kids at home and they do XYZ, so this is just such a good fit for their personal lives. I want to hear something like that when I'm asking them why they're here. You will see a huge difference in how long this employee stays. And we know turnover can cost us a lot of money and time. So you need to make sure you're asking the right questions. So number three, what is your greatest fear about this job opportunity? Or what part of this job position excites you the most or will challenge you? So this will give you give the candidate a chance to be honest about whether or not they have actually have that enthusiasm for this position and what challenges they possibly see happening in this role. This should not be perceived as a negative thing. I mean, everybody's going to have weaknesses. This question can kind of catch them off guard. So you want to hear just their natural first reaction to this question. Number four, why do you feel that you would be a good fit for this position? So part of this interview process is to let the candidate get a feel for your business, but you are also given a chance to get a feel for them. So having them describe their reasoning for approaching you with their skills will help you figure out and think about what they can contribute to your business. And number five, what job experience do you have that you feel would be most relevant to this one? So a lot of times you'll look at their resume and you can't really see anything that makes sense for them to want to do this position. However, they may know something that you don't know about a specific position. So give them that opportunity to dive in deeper and fill you in with what they've been doing. So this is a very short list of five. If you want my more detailed list, check out my free download, 15 fantastic questions to ask in any interview. So go to stacytuschel.com/interview to get that download. So let's talk about delegating during the various stages of hiring. Now, there are several steps involved in the hiring process, and chances are your business responsibilities keep you way too busy to be involved in every stage of this. And that's okay. So let someone else on your team go through the initial process of reviewing those resumes and then selecting candidates maybe for you to interview in a final stage. So if you use a multiple interview process, step in on rounds two or three. If you're the only one that can interview, then I highly recommend making it at least two steps and don't be the only person there. So if you have to grab your husband or wife, partner, you know, maybe a friend or just anybody, there's got to be a second person because they're going to maybe pick up on something that you haven't picked up on. So moving on, remember that throughout the process, you have to consider the needs of your candidates. You need time to deliberate before you choose the right person for your job, but make sure you keep an active candidate in the loop. They are likely, you know, already interviewing with many people, and if you don't act quick enough, they may pick up a different job before you even offer it to them. So you may have interviewed all these people and go, okay, great, I found the perfect person, and you go back and they say, I'm so sorry, I just accepted a job yesterday. So don't let that happen to you. I don't want you to hire fast, but I want you to make sure you're aware that this could be happening. So also give them a deadline, a timeline of when you are going to talk to them. So I always say, you know, we're interviewing the next 3 to 4 days and we'll be getting back to everybody within 7 days. I always want them to know when they're going to hear from me and how. So I will tell them through email because I don't want them calling for a follow-up, especially if they didn't get the position. It's just awkward. I want them to know, check your email, within 7 days you're going to get something. And usually it's always a little sooner than what we promise them. And one more thing to remember, trust your instincts. Don't hire anyone until you've really carefully considered everything you know about them and everything you know about the job that they're going to be doing. If they look good on paper, but you feel like your gut is just saying, don't do it, then go with your gut. Trust your instincts and wait for the right person to come along. I had a situation where I am the third round of processes in my business. And when I got to the third round, the two people before me just loved this person and I didn't. And I felt bad because I felt like I was micromanaging them. And I said, all right, fine, you hire them. But listen, if this doesn't work out, you are the one that's going to have to fire them and let them go. And they both said, okay, we really liked them. Let's do it. And what's hilarious is, not really, because this cost me money, but what's funny in the long run was we ended up firing this person before they even began working for us. And it was something that kind of popped up later, and I should have just went with my gut to begin with, because it made us go back and have to restart that hiring process all over again. And the person that was maybe number two in line, they had already gotten another job from somebody else. So really trust your gut and know that you have that instinct that's going to really help make that decision. So as a business owner or manager, you are well positioned to understand the strengths and challenges of your business. So really make sure to use your expertise and the people and resources around you to attract those quality candidates. Never be afraid to ask for a second opinion and always hire with a long-term perspective, hiring perspective in mind. So you want to hire candidates who will contribute to your company's growth over time. And that's the biggest thing I can tell you. So be open when you're hiring, but it's okay to be realistic too. Remember, it is a lot easier to turn down a questionable candidate before you make that commitment than it is to fire someone later. So please make sure to hire slow and fire fast. Be confident in your judgment and reap the rewards as you build the dedicated team.
We appreciate you joining us for this episode of Business Rescue Roadmap. Be sure to visit stacytuschel.com for more free content, videos, and online courses like the Get Focused Academy that helps you let go of distractions and take the action necessary to achieve your dreams. We look forward to helping you save your business and rescue your life here on the Business Rescue Roadmap.